CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Stanley Pignol. He is Charlemagne, the correspondent watching Europe for The Economist magazine. And we turn to a fact that since the beginning of the conflict in Ukraine, Russia's attack on February 24th, more than $40 billion has been paid to Russia from Europe, needing energy, chiefly gas, but also oil. $40 billion. In fact, it breaks down to $174 million per day. By the end of this week, you can imagine how much is rolling into the war machine. What is to be done? Stanley, the puzzle is that Europe has a challenge that can't be satisfied quickly because it wasn't prepared. And one of your correspondents says, well, the alternative is to do nothing. Does that remain the frustration in all the capitals of Europe? I'm thinking of Mario Draghi. I'm thinking of Emmanuel Macron. I'm certainly thinking of Olaf Scholz. Do nothing.
Yeah. Politically, they can't do nothing. Politically, there is a strong impetus across the EU, certainly across, in fact, across really all bits of the EU, that the current situation whereby we are fighting Russia, in effect, on one hand, and funding the war machine on the other, is not tenable. The issue we have, of course, is that the European economy, certainly bits of the European economy, are extremely dependent on Russian oil and particularly Russian gas, without which we can't run our power plants, we can't heat our homes, and we can't run our factories. And therefore, there's a kind of balancing act that needs to be played out, which is how can we punish Russia as much as possible without harming our economies? And what it comes down to is a perception game. Some countries in Europe feel like this is an existential crisis. Russia won't stop until it is stopped. And therefore, even if punishing Russia now scuppers the European economy, that is a price worth paying because it will avert war. There is another side of that argument, which thinks that Ukraine is a sort of local, serious, but local crisis. And therefore, it's questionable whether we should induce another recession so soon after COVID, whether we should induce a recession in Europe just to punish Russia. And this is where the European Union has to kind of come together and forge a compromise, which is gradually happening. And what has been happening basically is that sanctions have been ratcheting up ever since the invasion on February 24th. And now, belatedly, we are talking about an embargo on Russian oil, if not gas. And that's going to be rolled out over the coming 6 to 9 months.
An embargo. Now, there are other ideas that have been advanced. I believe Mario Draghi wants to cap the prices paid. Some countries, I read that India, for example, is getting a discount on Russian oil, sharply lower prices. There's also the idea advanced recently of taxing Russian oil and gas. There is a pipeline, Nord Stream 1, still flowing into Europe. The oil is arriving every day. But all of these ideas need to be galvanized. You need to galvanize the public. Is the public behind the idea that it's going to be colder, that it's going to be more expensive, and that certain industries will suffer more than others? Is that submitted to the people of Europe?
It depends on the country. If you go to Poland, or if you go in the Baltics, which are geographically the closest to Russia and who have experience of Russian oppression, they're ready. They say that they're quite willing to shiver through a couple of winters if it means that Russia will be harmed economically. If you go further west, for example, to France, the feeling might be different. France has a lot of nuclear energy, so it doesn't import a lot of Russian gas, it doesn't import a lot of Russian oil. And the way that the war is felt here is that we've had a sharp increase in gasoline prices, at a time when the economy is not doing particularly well, that is something that can galvanize political forces against the government. We've seen that kind of thing quite recently. So it the population accepts it kind of depending on which right. country you're in. The trouble in the EU is for a lot of the stuff you need unanimity, and therefore it can take quite some time, sometimes weeks, for these deals to be agreed to.
Stanley Pignol, he is the Charlemagne correspondent for The Economist magazine, reporting on Emmanuel Macron to lead Europe and the challenge of Ukraine conflict. Lead it into a colder winter or a solution to the energy dependency that's built up over many decades? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.